For decades, folks have looked to Intel Corporation as the benchmark for the global technology industry.
That is the case. As the architect of the x86 architecture, they held a monopoly that defined computing power for decades.
But honestly, the landscape has shifted dramatically.
In recent years, the tech giant faced stiff competition from rivals like AMD, supply chain disruptions, and internal challenges that threatened its dominance.
Despite these headwinds, the numbers have defied conventional wisdom.
In the last year alone, Intel's stock price has climbed an astonishing 490%.
This isn't just a minor fluctuation. It represents a massive recovery in the eyes of investors.
Wall Street has rallied behind the company with what many describe as exuberance. Analysts and investors are betting on a fundamental change in Intel's fortunes, suggesting that the company is on the verge of a significant turnaround.
This surge in stock value is driven by a mix of optimistic earnings reports, strategic pivots in manufacturing, and a renewed focus on artificial intelligence capabilities.
The market is interpreting these moves as a signal that Intel is regaining its footing in a competitive hardware ecosystem.
However, there is a critical question that investors and industry watchers are beginning to ask. Is the market running too far ahead of Intel's actual progress?
The 490% increase in valuation is a testament to confidence, but confidence can sometimes be misplaced.
The company's turnaround story is indeed wilder than it initially appears, but is it sustainable?
Intel has been investing heavily in its foundry business, aiming to bring chip manufacturing back to the United States and compete directly with TSMC and Samsung.
While this is a strategic necessity, execution in this arena is notoriously difficult.
The company must prove that its new nodes are fast enough and efficient enough to compete with the high-end chips used in modern data centers and consumer laptops.
Another driver of this stock price is the artificial intelligence boom.
AI requires immense computational power, and Intel's recent push into this sector has caught the attention of the market.
By integrating AI capabilities into its core product lines, Intel hopes to capture a share of this explosive growth market.
However, the competition in the AI chip space is fierce, with NVIDIA currently holding a dominant position.
For Intel to truly capitalize, it needs to deliver hardware that can match or exceed the performance of its competitors.
While the stock price tells a story of recovery, the company still faces hurdles.
Manufacturing delays, the high cost of building new fabrication plants, and the need to innovate on architecture are all factors that could slow down the momentum.
Furthermore, consumer demand for PCs and smartphones has been sluggish in certain regions, which impacts revenue.
The turnaround isn't just about selling chips. It's about winning back the trust of developers and system integrators who have historically relied on Intel solutions.
If the company fails to deliver consistent performance improvements, the stock rally could face a correction.
Intel's 490% stock rise is a fascinating chapter in modern tech history.
It represents a classic story of a company falling from grace and attempting to claw its way back to the top.
While the market's enthusiasm is understandable given the potential rewards of a successful comeback, investors should remain cautious.
The stock price reflects hope, but the long-term future will depend on tangible results in the lab and the production floor.
As the technology landscape continues to evolve rapidly, Intel's journey will serve as a crucial case study for the entire industry.
Can a legacy giant truly reinvent itself in the age of AI and advanced computing?
In the end, the story of Intel's comeback is far from over.
The coming quarters will be critical in determining whether this is a sustainable recovery or a speculative bubble waiting to burst.
For now, the world watches with anticipation, knowing that the fate of the microprocessor industry hangs in the balance.